This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Salem Media stations in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America on the GCN Radio Network, across the Caribbean, and streaming live online on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping out with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to all those working, keeping America rolling along, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitorial, maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working the rigs, keeping America's oil rolling along too. A big thanks. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump into the chat room. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain Matt Bruce, number one. That's CaptMattBruce, the number one on Twitter. And joining us right now, here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there was not a lot of religion going on over the 4th of July because it was not a peaceful 4th of July. We have just had mayhem in some cities. Shootings are way up. I mean, it's unbelievable. To tell you about New York City, 41 people shot, at least four people dead. The violence continued. We had a situation going on now, which I think is going to be a confrontation. An 8-year-old girl was killed by the armed gunmen that were inside the perimeter at the Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia. And the Atlanta mayor has unloaded on those people, the Black Lives Matter people, the protesters, and saying, hey, you can't blame this on the police. It's time for you guys to clear the zone. Enough is enough. Get out of there.
That's exactly right, Captain. The little girl's name was Sakoria Turner. She was 8 years old. All the promise, all the hope, all the future was cut down by these armed gunmen who killed this little girl as they fired into a car that evidently parked too close to their perimeter, next to a liquor store with her parents in it. This is absolutely, I watched the mother, she is absolutely devastated, obviously.
Oh, it's insane.
It's an absolute insanity. And I gotta tell you that the mayor of Atlanta, you know, saying that it just, as you said, this isn't the fault of the Atlanta PD, but at what point, Captain, did she think that this was a good idea to let this even go on as it did?
This is outrageous.
It
is all part of the agenda of the Democratic Party, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of these people combined together, what they are doing. It's obvious, and I haven't set it up until now, but I'm going to say it right now. It's obvious that this is all an effort on the part of all those parties involved, plus the Democratic Party, to create chaos and anything they can in the interim to try to take down this president and his administration.
Well, you're right about that, Captain. And who's paid the price for that little girl named Sequoria Turner? Mm-hmm. This is, as I said, absolutely outrageous. And these people need to be found. They need to be prosecuted to the very extent of the law. Absolutely.
Now, I've been hearing a lot from the silent majority all across the country, which includes members of the union, the police, the firefighters, and the EMS unions that have just absolutely had it. And they're telling me in my conversations and in the chat rooms that I get into in the different chat rooms that we go to, they're telling me that they are not going to support these Democrats. And they've got it all wrong. It's not Black Lives Matter. It's all lives matter. And I'm not going to stop saying it.
Well, you know, Captain, what so many Democrats, you know, rank and file, you know, good folks across the highways and byways, they're seeing what the Democrat leadership is all about and how they're aligning themselves, and without any thought to how all of this really plays out. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond protesting the death of a man at the hands of a police officer.
All right, well, hold on a minute, because I think I got a call coming from Atlanta. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Good morning. What's your name?
God bless you. Love you. My heart is broken. This is wrong. And this is just, pray for us. It is just, the whole world is hurting. Just God help us.
Now, you're in Atlanta, right?
Yes, what? This is Julianne.
Okay.
Julianne.
Okay, all right.
Love you.
All right, thank you, Julianne. What are you hearing on this from the people on the streets up there, this Wendy's? I'm surprised that they were still letting them occupy that.
There was no reason for that to happen. It should have been shut down from the beginning. I don't know. It's disruptive. Everything is. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do?
Yeah, we are in total agreement. Well, what can you do? Remember in November for openers. Remember in November.
To vote, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, I got to run. We're coming up on a hard break. But, Julianne, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate you.
Hey, God bless you.
All right, thank you. And, Kyle, that was pretty powerful right there.
Very powerful, yes. Thank you, Julianne, for calling and letting us know.
All right, hold that number there, Kyle. And, folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along during the overnight hours. Got a lot more to come back with. And, by the way, California is not out of the mix, but they did something a little different. They kind of stuck it to the governor, Gavin Newsom, over the weekend with what they did. Wait till you hear it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure
CBD Powerful Natural Pain Relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's waiting for me on the phone. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, I use Relief Factor. I've been taking this particular non-narcotic, all-natural medication that helps me with my nagging pain because I do have arthritis, and I've also got back pain. But if you're struggling with arthritis and back pain and neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, which I have, also knee pain or hip pain, muscle aches or just general pain, altogether from your normal daily activities, then let me suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. You can start it. $19.95 is what it costs, and you'll be well on your way to taking yourself out of pain. Now, they gave me a website where you can go. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, take a look at the tutorial that's right there, the little video that's right there from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and then you'll be able to just click right on the link that follows that, and boom, away you go. You order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you'll know what tens of thousands of other people that have ordered from this show know, and that is, it works. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, California and the governor made quite a statement before the 4th of July holiday, and he laid down a bunch of rules, and you couldn't do this, and you couldn't do that. And, by the way, the most ridiculous one I heard was you couldn't sing in church. boy, oh boy, oh boy. But they sent the governor a clear message over the 4th of July weekend from California. And just exactly what was that, Kyle?
Well, Captain, well, of course, as you know, many fireworks shows were canceled or not allowed, but folks all over the Southland here in California, Captain, you could hear the fireworks going off, see them going off in your neighborhood all over Southern California for several hours last night, and you could hear just a cacophony of explosions, hundreds and hundreds a second, thousands of people setting off fireworks. Well, the illegal kind of fireworks in California, the ones that shoot up into the air and blow up in a starburst kind of thing. And this was going on for a long time. Not only that, I think they made their way out to the beaches as well.
Yeah, I heard they were on the beaches, and I heard they had some fireworks displays over there from people that brought their fireworks with them. I know even down here where they weren't supposed to be having any public displays, there were people shooting fireworks off everywhere. And there wasn't a direction I couldn't look in here around Tampa Bay and not see fireworks.
Exactly. And this was, again, just the people in California, I think, getting pretty fed up with what's going on from the governor. And you mentioned, too, Captain, the idea, this was sort of buried in the governor's orders the other day, and that is you're not supposed to sing or chant in houses of worship. So, you know, let that sink in. We're not supposed to, you can't go to church and sing. Well, at first you couldn't go to church. Well, then you could go to church, but you could only have up to 100 people. But now you can have just 100 people, but you can't sing. I mean, people are starting to get a little perturbed by all this.
Yeah, and they're also perturbed about something else. Now, down here in Florida, and the Republican National Committee hasn't reacted to this yet, but the FDA administrator, Mr. Hahn, yesterday, I believe he was on CBS's Face the Nation, he came out and he said, it's way too early to make a decision about whether or not to cancel the RNC in Jacksonville. Really? Really?
Yeah, this...
If they have to hold that outdoors on the beach or along the river, they'll have a convention in Jacksonville, trust me.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, you know, this is part of the narrative, but at the same time, though, you know, I think people are looking to be able to have, even the Democrats, I know they're supposed to have some kind of virtual convention or some such thing like that, but it's going to be pretty hard to keep President Trump from having an actual convention as best as possible under the circumstances.
Well, we heard all the grief and the aggravation caused by the Democrats yelling and screaming about the president had an indoor rally in Tulsa, right?
Right.
Well, he's now going to New Hampshire for an outdoor rally at Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, this is what we hear. So this is really going to be something because they won't be able to, at the very least, use that kind of criticism on the president. But part of this, though, too, Captain, you know, COVID-19, it's a real virus. There's no doubt about it, and it does spread and so forth. But the narrative from the media and from the Democrat Party elite has got people so terrified they honestly don't know what to do. And only because, you know, and one thing, well, hydroxychloroquine works. No, it doesn't work. No, it works again. Or, you know, you can get it by going over here, but you can't get it by going over there. And if you have a riot, well, that's probably, you know, we don't want to talk about the riots at all, you know, but you can get it by going to a Trump rally. I mean, it's so inconsistent and weird that people are really starting to get, you know, they're starting to wonder about what they're being told.
Yeah, Alan Nebraska made a comment about he's seen way too much godlessness in the media lately. Well, you're not going to see God in the media, the mainstream media. That's not part of their forte. Part of their forte, along with everybody else that's wrapped up in this fundamental transformation of America, is to get rid of religion as you know it.
Well, sure, but they want to get rid of religion as we know it, as traditional has been in this country, but they want to replace it with literally the altar of the state, so to speak. The state is going to take care of you. The state is, you know, going to take care of your mental health, quote-unquote spiritual health, perhaps. They're certainly not directing you to your religious leaders, pastors, or rabbis, or anybody like that. They want to help you from some sort of secular point of view. And you're right, that's where they're heading with all this stuff.
Have you heard of the Lincoln Project?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing that goes against, primarily right now, goes against Trump.
It's a group of never-Trump Republicans that have gotten together, along with a few Democrats, but mostly never-Trumper Republicans that have formed a super PAC called the Lincoln Project. There's a lot of money in there, and their whole goal is to take down President Trump and his administration, and they've got money. Ads are going to start. They're going to start doing all sorts of things here. And what we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is this election coming up is a vote for the very soul of America.
Yes.
If you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, yes, perhaps as no other time, maybe since the Civil War. All elections are, to one degree or another, choice elections. But this is a choice for how we're going to really go forward into the future. Are we going to bring in the Democrat, so-called Democrat socialists, the Bernie Sanders kind of ilk, or are
we... Well, it'll be worse than that.
Oh, it's going to be... Well, exactly. Or are we going to continue with the things that, for lack of a better expression, make America great, but give opportunity to people? There's no opportunity under the socialist regime that so many of these Democrat elite want to place us.
And this is a minority of the country that's out there on the streets, a minority of the country that's creating all this chaos, trying to create the illusion that it's the majority of the opposition. It isn't, because I keep hearing from people that are Democrats. I keep hearing from independents. I keep hearing from libertarians. I'm hearing from Republicans. Of course, I always will hear from them. And they're telling me they've had enough. This is ridiculous. This needs to stop. And the only way to stop it is to vote these bums out of office that created the mess to begin with. And I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats.
Well, sure, and you know, one of the most powerful things in our modern era, of course, is the media, and in many ways, the media can reflect what people are thinking and feeling, and I think that's what your program primarily does, Captain. It reflects what people are telling you, and so forth.
Well, we're all about America, and we're all about the freedoms that made America the greatest country on the planet Earth, and we don't want that to change. So, therefore, you have two options: you either vote for America, you vote for conservatism, you vote for what we value as being important. Church is all part of this. Obviously, the freedoms we enjoy, the Second Amendment, right to be able to bear arms. You're not going to get that if you go the other side. You are not going to get that. Their stated goals are very clear.
Well, sure, because it's about control.
Yep.
And they use the media to bring out that message that somehow the chaos is all real, everybody's on the side of bringing the chaos, et cetera, and those who would vote for conservatism or traditional American values and ideals, they're in the vast minority, and, you know, they are going to have to be essentially expunged from the American scene.
Yep.
None of that's right.
Yep, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the Democrats are shaking in their boots right now, as are some of the elitists, the never-Trumpers on the Republican side of the aisle, because this investigation that's going to be made public by Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham is going to shake the rafters in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. Don't go.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has surpassed 200,000 cases as the state reported an additional 10,000 new positive cases in one day. It's the fourth straight day that the state has reported more than 10,000 new cases. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez spoke on CBS.
What concerns me is the positivity rate. We had it down to about 8% of the people getting tested were showing up positive. Now they're over 20% are showing up positive.
Medical contributor Dr. Agus spoke of the rise in cases.
To me, this is a failure on all of our part in terms of the simple preventive methods of wearing a mask and social distancing. I hear arguments on the internet, they're emailed to me, well, kids die in a physical education class wearing a mask. And the answer is that's just not true.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this second segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website. And you can go over to the website, Geico.com, type in your zip code, and get a price comparison, a cost analysis, if you will, on what you're paying for your insurance versus what you would pay under Geico. Now, Geico's just rolled back their premiums until the 1st of October by 15% because of coronavirus and a lot of people having problems and whatnot. And in addition, if you're a safe driver, there's my wood knocking on it. If you're a safe driver, you get a 10% discount every year as a safe driver. Now, I've had Geico for going on 14 years, so I know how much that they've helped me. Now, in the meantime, the cost comparison for the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, maybe even got a boat you commute with. Who knows? Might even have an RV. But whatever, they can definitely give you a quote on all of that. And it gets cheaper if you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, too. So think about that. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code and go from there. If you want to talk to an agent, you can do that too in person, or you can talk to them on the website. Geico, GEICO.com. Save some money on your insurance. And tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, you can't make this stuff up because we know that Joe Biden and company is looking to change their modus operandi now as they put their eyeballs on the South. They're accelerating their southern political campaign down here because they think they got a really good thing to help these people out down here in the South, especially the folks in the Deep South. And there's no way in God's green earth that those people that have done so well under Donald Trump, even, you know, up until the pandemic, of course, this thing hit, but people are starting to come back again right now. There's no way that those people are going to vote for a Democrat after the way they've been treated in the past.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain, and something that I've been talking about for a while is that the Democrats, by never working with President Trump, literally on just about anything you can name, they have no standing to be able to say, well, we can manage all these wonderful things that have been happening for you. We can manage it better. You got to put us in the White House. You got to put us in the driver's seat kind of thing. And they can't do it because they've always just simply been anti-Trump. And so you're right. For those people who have experienced some very, very good things under President Trump, somebody comes down the line and says, hey, you know, vote for me instead, they're simply not going to listen to it because the proof is in the pudding. So it's a great saying, and I think it applies perfectly here.
And the Trump and the Biden campaigns right now are in a fight every day for supremacy. Where? On social media.
On social media, though, that's exactly right. And, you know, President Trump has so many millions of...
Hundreds of millions of followers.
That's right. That's right. All collectively, exactly. And I think Biden obviously doesn't even begin to come close to something like that. Although I think that the Democrat Party is going to be shrewd in how they use social media. But here's the thing. They are terrified because, again, President Trump can go right to the voter, right to his base, as it were, as well. And they're not able to really filter the things that President Trump says. And if you turn on some of these news networks, Captain, all they're doing all the live long day is trying to filter and spin and get you to think that President Trump did this or he hates that person or hates that.
You know what they call that?
Whatever. What's that?
A psyops operation.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Because, again, I mean, if you listen to what the president says, if you listen to his speeches, if you have an idea of what he is doing conceptually for this country, you'd be hard-pressed to tune into some of these different programs and go, okay, yeah, I guess I had it all wrong or something like that. It just doesn't compute. And that's why the president keeps tweeting. Now, sometimes he has, you know, some tweets and they raise eyebrows, obviously, or this and that, or sometimes they can be unforced errors. But generally speaking, it's the direct communication to the voter that terrifies the left.
And Susan Rice now is very much in the mix to be Biden's VP. It looks like he's down to three choices. One of them may be Senator Tammy Duckworth, which is why she's come out and gotten very vocal here over the past few days, which she has. You've probably been listening.
Right, right.
Yeah, and of course she said that the president was on sacred ground that had been stolen from the Indians, and she made a comment about that. Now let's drift on over here real quick. Good morning, caller. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Boss, it is. Let's get down to business, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. God bless you, Donald, for being over there at Mount Rushmore over there and talking to the American people. Okay, to the victor go the spoils. Okay, to the victor go the spoils. We beat it. We kicked England's ass, and we took the property, and this is it. And the United States is here. Focus on what's important, Donald. We're winning this election. You understand me? We're taking the hand. You fake Republicans need to stand up and stand up for the country. You should be out there at the White House with standing next to Donald Trump. All the House members that want to get reelected and all the senators that want to get reelected. You should be standing with Donald Trump, who's doing all the heavy lifting over here. Okay? And let me say something to the American people. Never underestimate the enemy. That's rule number one in warfare. Never underestimate the enemy. Okay, stand up, and look at these Democrat governors. Look at they're getting their paycheck. That Democrat mayor that shut you down is getting their paycheck while you're suffering and your kids are suffering. Stand up and vote Republican, and let's turn this country around. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work.
All right, thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. Okay, with that, let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim in Tampa.
Hey, what's up?
I think that the left has showed their cards, which they never want to do. There's an old truism about Republicans and Democrats. Republicans get mad when you lie about them. Democrats get mad when you tell the truth about them.
True.
And what they've done was, by overplaying their hand, they've showed their cards. They showed that they are leftists. They showed that they are Marxists, something that they deny, deny, deny. And I think the American people now see they want to rip down the statues. They want to rip down the country. They don't like the founding fathers, and they don't like America,
right,
which they always have tried to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Now their cards are out in the open. This is going to end badly for them.
I agree. All right. Thank you very much,
my
friend.
Thank you for the show.
Thank you very much. Okay. And Kyle, he's spot on. Both of them were.
No, absolutely, Captain. You know, there's, I think we're observing the wheels coming off of the Democrat Party and their message and their ability to do exactly what the gentleman was saying. And that is to say one thing, but really be another. And all of that is now being revealed. And it's by their, and that's because the,
by their own actions and their own words.
Exactly.
We are watching the fundamental transformation of America right in front of our eyes.
Absolutely. And the desperation is absolutely setting in.
And where is it taking place?
Well, right before our very eyes.
But where? What cities?
Oh, well, in these big blue cities.
Thank you. It's in the Democratic cities. I mean, what else would you expect? And they're allowing the people to do it. Well, it's okay to put 100,000 people. Well, that's a wrong number. It's okay to put 10,000 people out on the street, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, doing a protest. But, oh, God, no, you can't go to church.
Well, see, precisely. It's these kinds of things that are on their face, absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, Captain, they might have had a different story to tell if they had said, look, you got to stop the rioting. Everybody's got to disperse and go home because of COVID-19. At the very least, it would be consistent.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be consistent because they agreed with the bringing chaos.
Let's add a little insult to injury. Remember the Dukes of Hazzard car, the General Lee?
General Lee, it's a 69 or 70 Charger.
It's in a museum, the original car is in a museum in Northern Illinois. Did you hear the latest?
I heard that they are not going to believe to remove the flag.
Well, Black Lives Matter, take this and stick it where the sun don't shine. The Dukes of Hazzard car with a Confederate flag on is going to stay on display in the museum it's at, and they're not taking the Confederate flag off it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the operative word here, Captain, is museum. And again, if we erase things out of museums because of the current political climate, we fail to be able to remember things as they were and be able to teach about history. And because even the General Lee would be a point of discussion. Why would they have the Confederate flag and what, you know, these kinds of things? It's, and by the way, Hollywood put that flag on that car. I would emphasize.
Well, it was CBS television, but you're close. All right. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and byways for the truckers out there tonight. And by the way, for you truckers that are out there, hope you're driving safe out there. I know it's been a long weekend. Many of you went from point A to B, and now you've been sitting there waiting to make a delivery because a lot of places were closed Friday. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia, our buddy that does our liners for us. She and her husband, Don, of course, are the hosts of Cowboy Logic. You can find them on Cowboy Logic Radio. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, because when you see that sign out there, the billboard for the Pilot and Flying J truck stop coming up, pull on in there, give them a try. You'll be surprised at what the Pilot travel centers have in them now, as well as the Flying J's. Everything's changed a little bit for the better, and they're still operating full speed ahead, regardless of who's sick or where they got sick at. All right, well, here we go. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Start with a little music. That's the Black Crowes. Some of you might have recognized that right off the bat, but that's a song called Remedy. Kyle, how'd you like that one?
I loved it. Yeah, that's I haven't heard that for a long time.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. When I saw it, I said, man, I'm going to play this one. But because I was looking at the other Black Crowes song I was looking at, thinking about. But I said, no, I'll try this one. All right, well, let's start out with telling everybody that severe thunderstorms with locally heavy rain could cause flash flooding in the northern plains through Tuesday. A stationary front also and a low pressure system with possible tropical development is expected to produce heavy rain and flash flooding in the Gulf States. And, yeah, there is going to be a tropical storm that's not going to affect the United States that much. It's already got a name to it, Kyle, and it's headed out up the East Coast towards Bermuda.
Very interesting. That's right, yeah.
And the elevated fire weather threats, which is where I'll bring you into the mix, continue in the central Great Basin and out west. So tell us about California and what I'm looking at in Nevada and parts of Arizona and Utah.
Well, Captain, we do have a low-pressure system up near Northern California, and that is going to maybe bring a little bit more of an onshore flow as we go through the next few days. So it's still going to cool down, but down into the 90s, basically. It looks like that's where we're going to be headed over the next few days in Northern California. Southern California is going to be in the 80s, maybe a little into the 90s as we go through. We've got a high surf advisory off the coast of California from San Diego all the way up, looks like even through San Luis Obispo, that area as well. But the story, of course, is going to be the fire weather warnings out in Nevada near Las Vegas. It was very hot over the weekend in Palm Springs, by the way, in California, as I understand, in the desert areas. But we've also got a lake wind advisory. This is up near Reno and Carson City, and that goes all the way up into a little bit of Northern California across the border. And then fire weather warning continuing up, even up into Oregon, Klamath Falls, in Lakeview, in that area there. And then, of course, also excessive heat down in, as I said, around Las Vegas, but also through Utah as well, and Colorado.
Well, Colorado, you're right, and of course the western half of Colorado, west of I-25, all the way from Wyoming on down to New Mexico, has got a fire threat, a weather threat advisory as well. Central part of Wyoming, up north of around. Let's see here. North of Cheyenne, north of Laramie, actually, it's got a fire wet advisory. We've got some variable conditions there on the western part, northwestern part of Nebraska and the southeastern part of Wyoming. We do have rain and a flash flood watch and warning in the just west of Fargo, North Dakota, along I-94 and down into the central part of South Dakota right now. And I'm looking at, it looks like some storms down in, let's see, down along Midland, Texas, I think, Kyle. Is that what I'm looking at there?
Yeah, I do see the Midland, Texas area, also Big Spring and in that particular area along I-20 there, and that's a flood advisory.
Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing some fog again tonight. Here we go again from Chicago on up to the Wisconsin line along I-94 and over I-90-94 east coming out of Chicago through the northern part of Indiana and over towards about South Bend. You've got fog there. You've got fog up the west side of Michigan tonight. Got fog around Detroit. Got fog in Toledo. Got fog along the Lakeshore, Lake Erie, all the way across over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. And then the central part of Ohio tonight around Columbus. There's fog there. It looks like just a little bit south of Columbus. Got a little bit of fog up along the Watertown, New York area towards Canada. Looks like we might have some sea fog as well down along Jersey and Virginia and the northeastern part of North Carolina tonight, as well as Maine again along the coastline. And the other thing is, with everything we got going on here, Kyle, when you talk about the weather in general, the price of fuel is going up a little bit right now. Not gone up a lot, but it's gone up enough to where it's going to make life exciting because we haven't quite got back to where we're at yet, but we've got some fuel prices now where they were down around $1.49, $1.59 a gallon, up towards $2 a gallon right now, especially along the East Coast and different parts of the South.
Well, Exactly. And, of course, you've got a lot more people out driving despite some of the stay-at-home orders or other shutdowns or voluntary or otherwise. But a lot more people, and this is just anecdotal, but there's a lot of people on Southern California freeways, I can tell you that.
All right, and Steve is having some fun with us in Thailand. Good morning, Steve, in Thailand. He's saying, my wife was peeling some fruit, and this music that you got her going faster. Well, that's good. A little motivation, right?
Well, precisely, yeah.
All right. And again, folks, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't tried a Pilot Travel Center with the McDonald's in them, with the Arby's in them, with the Wendy's in them, with a full service, and I mean full service, Dairy Queen that's got everything that they got on their menu, not just ice cream, but food too, you got to stop. You got to stop. And at the Flying J's, you know about the Flying J's. They've got Denny's in some of them, Huddle Houses in some of them, Moe's Southwest Grills in some of them. And in the bigger Flying J's along New York and Indiana and out towards Illinois and out west, you're going to find not only the restaurants in there, the sit-down restaurants, but you could find a Pizza Hut in there, a Subway, a Taco Bell, too. My goodness, I don't know that it gets any better than that one, Kyle.
No, that's right, because when you pull in, you know it's going to be good after a long day. Yeah.
You know what the best part is?
What's that?
You go in there and you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said to come on in there and get a free cup of coffee, and you will get a free, large, hot cup of coffee at a Flying J Travel Center, travel center, or the Pilot Travel Centers.
Yeah, that is really great. That's a great addition.
Mm-hmm. All right, and let's close out this with the way we came in here, with a little of this Black Crow music. Here we go. All I want is a remedy.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.